KN4CEF mobile.
KN4TFW.
Friday.
Happy Friday. Missed you all week.
Drive the car a little bit when I can. Go to work early. Although today's not one of those days.
Yeah, I got to pick my trap up, my truck in the shop to get the spark plugs changed and the oil changed. They recommend spark plug changes at 100,000, and it's got 16 spark plugs.
Easy as it used to be, change spark plugs. You know, they try to bury them in there now.
So apparently there's three cylinders on the driver's side that are a son of a gun to get to. It was $700 for plugs and just the changes.
Imagine, I can tell you firsthand that cars are not really designed to be worked on or built. They just supposed to look good and function.
Engine out just to change spark plugs, right?
No, but I mean, you think like a BMW, the whole engine goes in from the bottom. So, yeah, all you're doing from there is just kind of hooking up the hoses and whatnot to it. A few other things, and it's pretty much functional as is. So, a normal person to work on that engine, it wasn't in the car to start with.
Matt, they noticed it had a couple of broken exhaust bolts on it. But it's like, damn, they want like $600 or $700 a side to fix that. I'll have to look at it and see if I can get them out myself.
Car like it used to be.
Hemi's mad about breaking the exhaust manifold bolts. Can we head to the beach?
On the beach, we'll be in northeast Georgia at Camp Rainy Mountain in a week.
We aim to head down to Hunting Island for 4 days.
That's when I'm leaving as well, on the 8th. But we're headed over to northeast Georgia, so I think it'll be all right, though. I mean, but I would definitely much rather be at the beach.
There's at least a couple of good days for the grandkids to enjoy, for the grandson to enjoy it anyway.
Good if you can take it to the beach and let him have some fun. Yeah, so you can dig stuff in the sand.
Got some sand buckets, but he's 11, so probably boogie board and try to get him used to doing something in the surf. Maybe do some fishing.
Definitely be fun. Now my youngest, 13, man, you can't hardly get him out of the sand. He'll go in the ocean every once in a while, but man, he'd rather just dig a hole and bury himself in it half the time.
He's only ever been to the beach once for about an hour, so, and it was a terrible day.
Then hopefully it'll be good weather and it'll be a good trip for them.
Lighthouse fixed yet. They were working on the lighthouse last time I was down there. Maybe they got it fixed and he can go up in the lighthouse. I've been up in it years ago. The first camping trip with two dogs.
Be the first camping trip what?
Yeah, carrying two dogs.
Interesting, I know that much.
The one I've had for a while, she wants to, if she sees that you're sitting down not doing anything, it must be time for her to go for a walk.
Be busy, dude.
And then she always wants to go take a walk about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Are y'all going to crate the dogs, or you just going to let them roam in the camper?
They just roam. My camper, the way it's laid out, it just has like one big living area, and that's it. So she just roams. She usually has her bed right there, but if we're outside, she wants to be outside. If we're inside, she wants to be inside. She wants to be wherever you're at.
Then that.
Fiber optic internet. Got it installed last weekend, and then last night I I hooked it up from it to the main TV with Cat 5, so there shouldn't be no buffering issues now.
So far?
It's good. I can't complain about it at all yet. I'm waiting for them to come bury my line, but that ain't no big deal. The cable's not even an eighth of an inch.
That is really crazy. I've just been surprised that it's not really the big telecoms that are routing the fiber optic. Like, AT&T doesn't have it up near my area. There's some other company that offers it over in Inman. I don't think it's over my way, but it's just kind of weird.
He's putting it in our area, but I heard I had a locator guy out at the plant the other day, and he said that Spectrum and AT&T were doing a lot of replacing a lot of their cables with fiber down in Greenville.
In the fiber, I've heard good things about it. I mean, I like my Charter internet, but man, you get a bunch of people on it, and it comes to a crawl.
Was it W4DJW? He's got it out there. He said he loves it. It's never quit except for when they cut the line. And I check the speed. It's 1.18 down and 1.1 up.
Got it.
The speed of our phones on Wi-Fi. Now, on the old system, it was like, I don't know, 140 megabyte down and 10 or 12 megabyte up. And that went to about 500 each way once it was hooked up.
What before?
For 15 years. And then once I called them to cancel it, then they was like, well, we could give you a gig for like $50. And it's like, damn, you should have thought about that. You know what I mean? When you were giving it to everybody else.
Your business plan, where, you know, they won't automatically raise you up. I mean, they bump speeds up a little bit, but not like that. You almost got to call and threaten to cancel before they want to do anything or change your bill or do all that. It's the only thing I don't like about Spectrum.
All does when it's about, you know, a month from your contract changing. He tells them to cancel it, you know, a month out, and then in about a week or so, they'll call and give you a good deal.
A lot of hassle to go through just to try to save money, but with them, you almost have to do it. AT&T bill went up for our wireless service. I didn't like that. I didn't realize it was going up until it did.
But it's got like my phone, Season's phone, and there's a couple of TV channels.
Three of them went up, T-Mobile, Verizon, and AT&T, or at least we're planning on it. I tell you what, there's really not really any choices out.
For having like the Google Maps up when you're traveling, I'm good with just a dial phone and a flip phone.
Making a comeback.
Smaller version of the iPhone, but it's still just, it's so damn huge, it's just inconvenient carrying it on your side all the time. By the time I have that on my side and then a 2 meter, you know, handheld radio and the mic, and then I got to carry a explosive detection meter and that, it's like, damn, my pants are about to fall off.
Imagine.
Already. It'll be nice at the beach. I won't even have to use my headlight at 5 a.m. to walk the dog.
Probably pretty good on it. Well, Ken, I'm getting off my exits. I'm going to have to go ahead and cut it short. You be safe on the rest of your way to work, and hopefully I'll holler at you Monday morning, but we'll see. We'll see if I don't drive the car. Anyway, you have a good one. Have a good weekend. We'll holler at you later. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Have an awesome day and a good weekend, and we'll catch you on Monday. KN4 TFW.